Though they tell me it was 1973, the 7-Eleven convenience store chain released a series of Slurpee cups with images of DC Comics superheroes printed on them. These were cheap, plastic cups in which the neon-colored concoction of syrup and crushed ice was dispensed. Usually, the cups featured a never-ending parade of sports stars, which held no interest to an avid indoorsman like me, who spent most of his free time coloring or playing with bugs. Having developed a growing interest in the cartoon likes of Superman and his cape-wearing Hulk, I was very excited that this form of merchandising was taking a break from the Aarons and Clementes to serve up a few Mennonites. Draw your own Freudian conclusions. The problem was that the cups were packed randomly. You'd order a Slurpee and the tired 7-Eleven clerk would pull the next available cup from the dispenser without either of you knowing which character you'd get. You'd have your fingers crossed for a Batman or a Green Lantern, only to be served up a Slurpee in a Wonder Girl cup. I would've settled for an Armand, SGD, Rock or even Chameleon Boy, whoever he was, but which cup did I get over and over? Perry White. That's right, no to fist action man for me. I got Perry White, Clark Kent's boss at the Daily Planet. While the other characters were out combating giant monsters with their laser vision and shape-shifting and such, Perry was sitting at his desk, editing newspaper copy. And I got cups sporting this dynamic pencil pusher time and time again in the Slurpee Cup Lotto, like some sick, cosmic joke. Once, my father was sent to the 7-Eleven to fetch Slurpees for me and the neighbor kids and returned with 3 Perry Whites. It was obvious that the 7-Eleven, DC Comics, God and my father all hated me. But today, I cherish the Perry White Cup as a valuable life lesson. In this world, there are no superheroes, no benevolent Ultraman ready to swoop down from the sky to right injustices like these. There is only a never-ending stream of Perry Whites, business-savvy number crunchers, grinding out daily product and obsessing over the bottom line. Not unlike the stodgy, old 7-Eleven executives who toyed with my boyhood dreams with their cheap, plastic shell game and snickered at my misfortune. So yes, I blame Slurpee Cups for all my cynicism about the modern world. But it could've been worse. Imagine my opinion of the powers that be had I gotten a few Commissioner Gordons.